How you doing, everybody? Quick intro before the pod. Been away for a while, but we're back. We're going to try to have some regular stuff out there for you regularly. A few technical difficulties. This is a lost episode we recorded back in November. I hope you enjoy it. We're going to have some fresh stuff come out within a day of the time you're hearing this. So, without further ado, I give you either It's Unbereefable or Reefer Madness. Enjoy.
So it starts. The saga begins, niggas. The saga begins, niggas. I'd like to welcome you to a collection of thoughts, observations, and concepts. They say that art imitates life. I just think life is art.
And welcome back to the Broke Blurred Pod.
Hey.
I'm your host, Anthony K. Savage, aka Voice, aka Savage Voice. And with me today is
Mr. Roland.
Mr. Roland. Doing something a little bit different, but a little bit old. So sound quality may sound like crap because we're just doing this old school audio version.
Can you see me?
No. I don't even on your freaking, your name comes up with a blank picture.
Yeah, boy, I'm just confused. Just don't remember how to do this. You can't see me, right?
No, pretty sure I can't.
So I don't have to wear clothes this time.
Nope, don't have to wear clothes. I can have conversations with Spider-Man's wife, and oh well.
That's great. So how do we do this again? Is this just listening to our voice then, huh?
Yep, pretty much. Just talking to just each other.
Wow. This is ancient or old school?
Yes, back in the day.
Do we take a trip prehistoric times right now? And
let's ask what button. Fuck, we can't.
We can't ask anybody. We can't ask anybody.
Though technically we could ask what button, but would she join?
Probably not.
I'm going to send an invite to, next time I'll do it. Yeah, let's actually try to do that. Because I know she has the app because she recorded the little promo thing, What Button for President. So I know she has the app. So we'll have to set that up.
Oh, we know that she has the app. That girl does everything a lot better than we do and way before we have. So I'm very sure that she has
it. Though, gonna have to take some cool... Well, she gets a pass because she's Irish, but only a slight pass. She's never heard or seen the Bad News Bears.
Well, her age, though, boys. We can't.
No, because I asked other people.
Okay, but then even the younger ones, it's just too. We grew up with that.
It's
different.
It's because she's from Ireland.
I don't know, dude. I think we grew up with it.
No, it's specifically because she's from Ireland, because I've asked other, when I'm trying to get this team. For those of you who don't know, because I haven't told you, so obviously you wouldn't know, I am going to start an esports entertainment team. That's right. We're going to be like the Harlem Globetrotters, except the other guys.
This is scary.
We're not the ones to beat. We're the ones that you don't want to be beat by, okay? Best of the best, but we will be the worst of the
Pretty
best.
Scary.
Yeah.
Only because...
But I've asked other people that I've been recruiting for the team, right. And they're younger. They're all younger. Everybody
That's a good thing.
That I know is younger. And they, each one of them get it. It's just literally she's from Ireland, so that...
From Ireland.
It didn't quite make it over there in 1970-something when it first came out. And then when they re-released it and remade it, there's no reason to put it over in Ireland because why do they,
Hey, shout out to Anchor.
For those of you listening.
Shout out to Anchor. I find this pretty weird.
Why are we shouting out Anchor?
I don't know. I just feel like we need to. I feel like we haven't in a while. This was the start off. I still can't get over the fact that we're doing this on Anchor here. Not that we're not using Anchor still to this day. What I'm saying is we're actually doing it live on Anchor versus...
Well, not live, recorded.
But versus it being just, you know, us doing now the video part of it and you throwing the audio up on Anchor. So, yeah, shout out to Anchor.
Which kind of, technically is more of a technological feat because we record a whole show with overlays, our names on the screen. We have people typing in where we converse live and interact. But this recording just on the phone is an achievement itself.
Yeah, I'm pretty busy with my fish tank now. starting to come to life. I'm watching, got two corals now. I know you don't care. I'm just going to tell you anyway. Got two corals now.
Corals.
I feed them mice and shrimp. And it is pretty awesome to see them eat. I don't know if you ever saw that before or even care, but I'm going to tell you anyway.
Don't know if awesome would be the word, but
sure. No, it's awesome. It's awesome.
No, awesome kind of has a connotation of excitement to it.
It's exciting. I don't know. To me, it's exciting to see the meat. I don't know if it's as exciting as it's all out to be, but it's pretty cool when it's your tank and it's...
You don't know if it's as exciting as creating a mock esports team.
No. I don't know.
That's pretty exciting. We're going to piss some people off.
Absolutely, because you're going to beat the ones that shouldn't have been beaten. And just mess up their record. That's all you're going to do. They'll have like a 20-0 fucking record, nice record, never lost and shit. And then all of a sudden they lose to, you know, basically you guys. Yeah. I might join this.
They lose to what button?
Babe? Yeah, I might join this because I would even be a bigger upset because I can probably play the video game for the first time and then beat someone and it'll just be hilarious to me. Because it's taken so seriously. And what's funny is, not too long ago, my daughter... thing in school, and that kind of drove me in. And I guess it's because I just didn't understand that nowadays it actually is. I still can't agree with it being a sport, but it does pay, so therefore I can make it as being professional. You can get
professional. Hey, golf is a sport.
Yeah.
Hey, golf is a sport.
Yeah, and golf is not a sport to me neither. That's some shit that you do when you're just rich. And you got nothing to do with your money. You aren't spent everything. That's almost where, not spent everything, but I mean you have everything. You've done everything.
Yeah.
Now you can just shoot a little ball into a hole. And that's just exciting to you because you have everything, you own everything, and you did basically everything you can do with your money. Because the way I see it, even if I had the money, I can see doing a whole lot more shit with my time than just beating a ball on some well grassland that we probably need for houses and shit like that, but that's besides the point.
Says the man with the fish tank. Say again? You broke up. Hello?
There he goes. anchor in his own profession. This is why.
I heard nothing. Everyone,
I don't know.
Yeah,
that's good. That's good. Yes, I just wasted 5 minutes of my life.
What I heard, I heard up to you talk your shit on golf, and then I made a joke about coming from a guy with a fish tank, and then everything went to hell.
Yeah, that's because you told me shit about my fish tank. Fish tank is cool. Yeah. I met a nerd yesterday. I met a nerd yesterday in the Reef community. What's that?
In the Reef
community? Yeah, this is a Reef community.
You have what on the show your mom's out, Tom Stewart and Christina P, is called a dad boner.
Oh, really?
They get dad boners over train tracks, highways. You, my sir, get dad boners over fish tanks.
Yeah, I do.
Or Reef.
I do.
The Reef community.
Yeah, I joined a Reef forum. I knew you would enjoy that. I'm really out of my league here because these fucking guys are talking about shit that, oh my goodness, numbers and fucking salinity, alkalinity, phosphates, nitrites.
Oh god.
Yeah. Just calcium levels. Protein skimmers. I'm learning a lot, though. I'm learning a lot.
Well, that's the way it is. Like, that's how I learn how to stream and everything like that. So it's just funny because if you put all of you in the room, yeah.
I think you would probably be able to pick me out right away, right?
yeah.
Which one of us doesn't belong? We can bring it down to the Sesame Street stuff. You know, one of us doesn't belong. That would definitely be me. That's for sure.
The cops. If the cops rush into the room to arrest somebody, they might just arrest you out of prison.
Just because, right?
They're not even gonna. They're gonna ignore. You know, it's like when there's a black guy and the cops come. Same difference,
right?
You. They're immediately walk in the room, go straight to you, and be like.
Well, then voice, just put it as, I am the black guy in the Reef community right now.
Though at the same time, I could so see there being like some thugs, because that's some ghetto ass. People in the hood constantly doing, like, yo, dog, yo, check my bonsai tree. I'm in the bonsai tree farm.
I have a bonsai tree. If that's any, I do have one.
Yo, check out my horticulture, yo. I'm in that horticulture life, yo.
I got that. Being in the Reef community is something funny. I'll tell you what. It is fun to see what you grow in your tank because everything is live. I'm doing salt water, by the way, here, folks. So everything is live, even down to your sand. And it does get interesting. It gets interesting on the way things work. I did learn a whole lot on water, on everything that we have in our water that we drink and take fucking showers with. You probably wouldn't turn on the sink or take another shower again if you knew the stuff that was in this water. I'm learning a lot about that. And how you can take out all the metals and all the other stuff out of water with an RODI system. And yeah, I'm talking Chinese, I know. So it's been fun. It has been fun. I'm checking my salinity with a refractometer. I mean, it's just.
Now you're just making words.
No, I'm not.
Just making words.
I'm stuff. Really not. It's an actual tool. It's an instrument, and it's used to check salinity. It checks the specific gravity in the water according to salt, and it actually does check it. Man, I can go on about this all the time. I'm glad I went on this forum, dude.
You're bringing nerd to a whole new level.
This is Reef Community Nerd, man. Oh, so I met a nerd. I met a nerd yesterday, right? I was at the fish store, which you're going to find me saying, a whole lot, boys, now. I'm bored. I broke my back, everyone. I don't know if anyone's been listening to Anchor recently or whatever, or seen our videos, or please check them out on Savage Voice. Please, so you can see our little journey of me breaking my back and all that other garbage and other stuff. But I broke my back and I'm bored. So the reefing thing has actually been helping me. So I met a nerd and I'm all over the place, ain't I? I met a nerd.
Met
a nerd over there at the fish store. And right away, as soon as I was talking to another guy, I was telling him that my salinity keeps dropping, and I don't know why. Because with precipitation and it evaporating, you do lose water, but you gain it in salt, because salt doesn't, you know, float into the air. It actually stays in your aquarium. So your salinity should go up. Mine has been dropping for some reason while I'm evaporating, which is the opposite of the way they feel and the way they think. So right away, the guy heard me talking to the other guy.
Wait. Hold on. Hey.
Are we there? Hey, this is Pontus Seagod. I'm a streamer on Twitch and a big fan of Savage Voice. You probably know him as Anthony Savage or a few other names that he goes by. He's the runner of the Broke Blurred podcast. If you feel like it, you should pop on over to www.twitch.tv/PONTUSSEAGOD. That is Pontus Seagod, PONTUSSEAGOD. Be sure to check out my Twitch and my Twitter. My Twitter is that one streamer Pontus Seagod, and it would be much appreciated. You all have a wonderful day.
So the guy heard me, whatever. So right away, he just told me about his tank. It's 250 gallons. It's, he's never heard of that. Let me ask it, my buddy that's in the reef community, and his reef, he got Reef of the Year. He's on the cover of the magazine. blah blah blah. He's gonna ask him and see what he says. If he doesn't know, nobody knows. And I was just there. Like, I remember talking crap back in the day when I used to sell cars, and we used to just call them fish stories. You know, people telling us about things that we really don't want to hear about. I caught this big bass. Just conversation that is really just boring as shit. You don't want to hear it. I don't care.
You don't say.
Yeah. No. So that's what I'm doing right now. I'm boring everybody with my reefing stuff.
This is the nerdiest podcast we've ever had, and it's not coming from the blur.
Right. So let's just be. You know what, boys? I took the opportunity to do it now, so you can't see my face. Because I'm not too proud of this right now. I'm going to be a reef nerd, dude. I think I'm going to do this.
You're going to join the esports team, and I'm going to get you set up with you so you can stream your when you're doing any competition, and we're going to have your symbol be like a reef.
Yeah. And we can just put, don't get beat by the reef.
Yeah. And here's the thing.
That'll be the name.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to have each person is going to get a customized. I'm going to design a customized bear for them.
Right.
So there'll be like the what button bear for you, the reef bear, or the roll-on bear.
Right.
I have the blurred bear, and you'll get the reef bear. And I'm thinking of doing something kind of like Care Bears, where they have the symbol on the.
That'll be awesome.
To everybody who has the logo, that's what goes on their stomach, and then design the bear around that.
Well, why not, boys? Why not? Why were you saying like I'm thinking of doing that? Why don't you just do it? No,
because I want to do
that I might use that, but at the same time, I want the Bears to be a little bit more edgier.
Well, yeah, you don't have to make the Bears the way the damn Care Bears were, but it is a good idea to put their little powers going on them. What do you want, kid? No, you're not having gummies for breakfast. What's wrong with you?
Maybe bacon? We have bacon.
We have no bacon, kid. No, we don't.
But a better choice.
Yeah, it's really not.
Bacon's not bad.
I don't know about that, bro.
No, bacon's not bad for you. There's nothing in bacon that's bad for you, especially in moderation. It's perfect.
Well, in moderation.
Well, there's nothing. There's nothing. The amount of bacon she'd have to eat, or anybody'd have to eat for it to be bad for you. It's, yeah.
I'm wondering if, I don't know, dude. They say bacon is horrible for you, but I don't believe it. I agree with you.
They said that, and then they went back on it's not.
Yeah, like they do with everything else. What can you believe?
No, it's perfectly fine. And you need the fat. That came with the whole when fat is bad.
Yeah, I remember back in the day when they were saying water was bad for you.
That type of fat is perfectly fine. Natural fat.
You know, water. You can't have too much water. It'll kill you.
Well, sure.
So.
But that's more over like an hour versus like a day.
I mean, come on now. Who the hell is going to drink 5 gallons of water?
Somebody died. I don't know if they died, but they almost died.
I get it. I mean, you do have.
There was a competition to get a Nintendo Wii back in the day on a radio show. And someone, they went to the hospital because they got water poisoning.
You basically drowned yourself.
Because drowning is more of the action of water making it so that you can't breathe, versus they overtax their kidneys.
Stop whining. So that's, I don't know, dude. I mean,
they went into kidney failure.
Yeah, if you drink enough water where it's fucking hurting, stop.
They wanted that Wii.
Damn, ain't no Wii worth it to me for all of that, dude. Can you imagine?
I think the thing is they couldn't pee. That was part of the.
Yeah, I would almost assume that was part of it, because if you pee, you're gonna let some out, and therefore you can do more.
Yeah.
However, I wouldn't bring myself to that point. It's almost like that hot dog competition thing too, where you eat as many hot dogs as you possibly.
And what it's ironic that it was a woman. Only because, you know as well as I do, women, no offense, it just happens, especially if you've had kids. Like, peeing ain't really, you're holding your pee, that's not. Happens to us dudes, but just saying, females, yeah. I don't know any female that would try to drink that much water and not pee.
Nope. Fuck, they're trying to pee if they have just a regular glass of water. You know?
Yeah.
I ain't messing with all that, bro. To feel for that for a week? Nah. Nope.
Well, yeah. It was back in the day. That was damn near 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah, here's an idea. Just buy one.
Yeah, well, I think this was back when wasn't as easy to buy one. You know how the shits go. Tickle me Elmo and all that.
Yeah, I get it.
So what's going on for Thanksgiving?
Actually, you know what, boys? From the situation I was telling you earlier, Thanksgiving is just going to be what it is. You know what I'm saying? Of course, you know you come by, whatever, if you need to.
Yep.
And,
pick up me and the boys.
Just make it simple. Simple. Just keep it simple. That's basically it. You know, we got someone in our family right now that's sick right now in the hospital. So it's just not going to be the same without her. So we're just going to keep it simple. That's all. Just, you know, regular stuff. Turkey. You know, the wife cooks banging. So just eat a little bit. You know, eat some food. That's it. nothing spectacular.
Basically, there's going to be food. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, dude, I can't. There's no way I can pass on not, you know, doing a little something. I do have, you know, the kids depend on it and all that. So, you know, however, it's just not going to be the same Thanksgiving. It's, you know, without one of them not here. So yeah. It will be different.
Thanksgiving's an overrated holiday anyway. Never been a fan of Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving's my favorite.
So not looking forward to going to this thing.
you mean spending time with your son?
No, I want to spend time with my son. I don't want to go to his preschool for a
you
Thanksgiving
mean
lunch.
Spending time with your son with all those other kids around?
Yeah, I don't need the other kids. Those are his friends, not mine, okay?
You don't want to spend time with his friends?
No, not right now, I don't. Not really. Not. I'm glad he
That's
hasn't.
Funny. We were talking about that earlier, just to give everybody a perspective of what we're talking about, how women always ask you if you want to go somewhere versus we got to go. You know, we have to go to this baby shower, let's say, versus do you want to go to this baby shower? Now, honey.
I don't want to go anywhere.
Honey, you asked the wrong question there. No, I don't want to go. No.
Don't ask me if I want to go somewhere because unless I'm there already, I don't want to go
right.
there.
Right.
I'm here. I'd rather just be
Matter
here.
Of fact, you can ask
you're
me.
You're asking me and I'm home.
If I want to go to a baby shower and it's at my house, and I'll still tell you, no, I don't want to go. I just want to stay home. So, women, just a message to you. Don't just ask us the right question is what it comes down to. Or don't ask the question at all. Just tell us, hey, we're going to a baby shower on Saturday, and
or just avoid all statements that start with do
"yeah."
You wanna?
Do you leave that out of the vocabulary? Do you wanna?
Yeah. There's very few things where that answer will be
yeah.
yes. And just because you start with "do you wanna," I think automatically, generally, it's usually gonna be no.
I think where you know you would win, ladies, is do you wanna have sex? That's one. That you probably would get a yes from. However, you can just...
Do you want a blowjob?
Yeah, I mean, you can just tell us, you know, anyway, that too. You can just basically...
See, look, you said it and it messed up, so they didn't even say
Breaking
it
up.
Say it again. So you said, you can just tell us it was like...
No, that I was going to say that you can win with the fact of, you know, do you want a blowjob like you said? But that would also work with just go over there. I'm going to give you a blowjob. That'll also work.
Just avoid do you want
to. Yeah, you can kind of just, problem. Yeah, I just say if we were to take a vote with all men, just take it out of your vocabulary. Just better that way.
We don't really.
So wife,
and it's not a matter of not caring. It's just that we don't.
Yeah,
want
it's
to,
just it's the truth. You want the truth, right? You want the truth, but then you don't want to hear the truth. So don't ask the question. Just tell us what's going to happen, and most likely we have to do it any damn way. We know that we have to go anyway because if we don't, then we're going to hear shit, or there's going to be problems. But. Don't ask the question. Just tell us. It's the wife's birthday today.
Happy birthday.
So happy birthday to my wife. I won't say her age because you know the rules with that. She looks beautiful and she looks young. And I tell her all the time that she's fortunate enough to be the age that she is and looks at least 10 years younger than what she really is. So happy birthday, babe. And also, I got her a Wonder Woman cake. Boys?
I heard.
So, at first, the lady over there was saying to me, don't you think that's a little childish, or, you know, how old is she going to be, blah, blah, blah. So I told the lady, and then she goes, why Wonder Woman? You know, like, that's for, no, you're not getting it. You're not getting it. First of all, watch a movie of Wonder Woman, or start there, and then you'll see why I'm saying Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it's that thing. If it was me, I'd be like, why are you even asking such a question? Just make the damn cake.
Right.
I might just want a Wonder Woman cake just for myself.
Right.
The phone with that lady. Why you at it? Make me a flash.
Oh, what yeah, and it is. It is that actress. What's her name, boys? Yeah, it's the face of her versus our old school Wonder Woman. Which she was beautiful too. I just mean that it's the newer
Linda Carter still.
That's what I'm saying. They both are. I just mean that it is the newer, it's the one from the movies. Her face. So it was pretty cool. So go ahead and talk, boys. You know, I want to talk about my reef tank again, because I'm going to get on that subject again, because I'm just staring at it again. I don't want to talk about it, so say something.
Have you been paying at all attention to the, what do you call it, the impeachment hearings?
No. And you want to know why, boys?
Why? I don't care.
It's just that simple. I don't care. I don't care.
Well, see, here's the innate problem that both sides need to understand. And this is not just a Democrat side, it's a Republican
side. Are we going to get on this rant? Are we?
Well, no. Are we? It's, I'm going to keep it. We'll see.
Okay. You know how you feel about Trump.
Well, it's not specific. Well, okay. Listen. If the proper course of action, which we all know what the fuck it is, let's not make, even Harley knows he's corrupt as fuck. He just doesn't care. Okay. If they don't.
Harley, by the way, for those of you that don't know, he's just a Trump supporter, loves Trump, blah, blah, blah. That's why Boy said that from there.
Yes. And a lot of his supporters, it's not about whether he's right or wrong. It's just they like Trump and so they don't give a fuck. So if through the government with the checks and balances doing what it's supposed to do doesn't properly, you know, impeach him or whatever the end result of an impeachment is, then no one, they lose all credibility as a working viable government, because it will simply prove, yeah, because with Bill Clinton, as far as we knew, it was about getting his dick sucked. Whereas with Donald Trump, there's so much shit that he's done and is not doing properly. And just whether it be purposefully breaking the law or just not knowing what the fuck he's doing.
There's only one problem. Just because you just said it, I just want to bring it up real quick. Bill Clinton, I've liked Bill Clinton as a president. And him getting his dick sucked, I think, had nothing to do with running the country. Matter of fact, that would probably put him at more ease.
That was what we, as the American people, were constantly fed. It was a little bit more about...
I think more what I didn't like though, Voice, was the fact that he lied about it. That's all. That's all.
Yeah, boom.
You know, that he lied about it. I think American people would have been so much better with it if he would have just said, yeah, I got my dick done. Yeah. Well,
hold on. Why would he do that? Come on. Every man, 99% of men, they're going to be like, no, we talk no.
Yeah, no. I get not. You there, boys. I'm not going to argue that point. But when we're talking about the president, though, dude, it's gonna come out. So why did you take that chance is what I'm saying. I mean, you're R. Kelly right now on the fucking tape, and you're still saying it's not you.
Well, no, because back then was different than it is right now. Back then, you could get away with a lot of shit.
Oh, yeah.
And there would be no way, whereas today, it's not the same thing. Well, that's my point, is that was the door that they used to get into all the other shady shit the Clintons were doing. That's what that was about. This, you know, the door to get in is some shady shit leading to more shady shit. There is no way that our system works, whether you like Trump or not, that it doesn't go through the process and whatever the end process of an impeachment is supposed to be, happens. If that does not happen, this system is proven to not work, and you have no credibility. You can't. You can't have credibility where, like, people keep saying the whole fucking electoral system. Okay, popular vote, he lost. The electoral
system, you're talking about Bill,
is what? Yeah, no, I'm talking
about Trump now. Okay,
Trump. That happened, fine, whatever. Checks and balances. We have checks and balances. He's finally being impeached. We all know how corrupt and just not good he is, whether you like him or not. Liking him has nothing to do with how good of a job he's done. And the fact that he has many positions still not filled, that alone, he is our employee. As your employee, do you think, would you have an employee, part of their job, one of the main important parts of their job is to fill other people's jobs, and they have not even remotely done
that? Well, that's what everyone forgets, though, boys. That's not even a discussion where he's our employee. That is so fucking missed every time. It's almost just like the police officers. You work for us. Yes. You work for us. So that too, the police also missed that completely also. I'm not saying all of them. There are some that realize that their paychecks do come from my paycheck. But there's so many officers that just feel that they don't work for us. And you do. It's just that simple. And then the president is no exception. He works for us. But that is so, you know, it's just never a discussion, dude. It's never brought up. It's never a discussion on the fact that they work for us.
Yeah. And I've had employees. I've been the manager, you know, and no, you can't. Whether you like them or not, at a certain point, you'll have an employee that you may like where you're like, I can't. I'm sorry. Like, I tried, but
it happens.
Really,
well,
not
you
good
know,
at
I'm
your
a
job.
Manager at where I am. It's happened to me quite a bit, especially where I am now. It's you always have to separate where, you know, the whole friend thing, if you're cool, shit, always has to separate from the business part of it onto what you're doing in your job. Now, you always say that you feel you can do a better job than Trump, and you shouldn't feel that way as him being the president of the United States. You should feel that the president of the United States, I can't do a better job. Whether I hate him, whether I hate him or I love him, I still shouldn't feel that I can do a better job at this.
Yeah.
Because by no means do I feel that I could ever be the president or want to be the president for that matter.
But I know I could do a better job than you.
Well, that's something that I feel that, yeah, you should not be able to say that. And unfortunately, voice, I feel that, yeah, you probably could do a better job.
That's not a good thing. That's very
just like
bad.
Our girl One Button. I feel that she can do a better job.
Oh, definitely. That's not good either.
Right. However, I know that you strongly feel that this impeachment thing is gonna go through and all this other stuff.
No. I don't know. I didn't say that. I don't think it's going to go through. What I said is, it has to go through, or this means that our, like, there's, this is the linchpin proof our democracy and our government, it's broken, and it's none of it matters. Like, you can't, everything that everybody says to do this and that, you can't vote for what?
But see, that's the way
our government is going to, you know, we have the checks and balances that do what?
That's the way I feel. That is the way I feel.
So in order for both sides to have, for American people to have any faith in the government systems, not just Democrats, because there are also Republicans, not every Republican likes Donald Trump.
No.
You know what I mean? And I'm pretty sure that,
and not every Democrat hates Donald Trump.
Yeah. No, Republican I'm talking about.
Yeah, but not, it goes vice versa. It also goes on Democratic part. There's also Democrats that like Donald Trump.
But most of the Republicans that don't like him is for the obvious reasons of, yeah, he's not good at his job, and yeah, a lot
you know what's always funny to me? It's funny to me when Republicans, they go on and whatever the hell, and they always start off with, you know, someone smart would ask him a question of, well, how do you feel when he did this or said this? And then they would go on saying that, you know, actually the subject has, it really doesn't matter what it is, but I love it when they always say, like, I don't like what he said. I don't like what he did, what his action was after what he said. But however, he is the president and we have to stand by him. And, you know, how could we make it better? No, I didn't ask you that. That's not what I asked you. So it's just,
so basically you're saying, I'm
yeah,
right.
Basically, yeah, you're just backtracking. You're just trying to backtrack out of what I just asked you. And that's what I'm saying. We're backtracking out of the things that he says or what he does. And it never gets to the point of, you know, what he said never gets really addressed. It's always, you know, beat around the bush shit. It's never.
And here's the problem is, right, this is basically, they're in court. And, like, there was one of the guys who was, I think, the ambassador or worked with the ambassador, whatever. His initial testimony was that quid quo pro, he believes quid quo pro was implied. And the questions that were asked, he initially didn't. He basically said that whoever the president was that he asked him, you know, to find out shit about Biden, that when he, you know, he was talking to the president, he was like, you did great. He'll do whatever you want him to do. Not understanding that the full aspect of it was about Biden. He thought it was, you know, he just had a general idea of some investigation and thought quid pro quo was implied. Not saying that it was implied with Biden, but just that situation was there and implied. So the lawyer, the Republican lawyer, was asking him questions, whatever. And he's like literally trying to go specifically on the specific wording that was used versus of, like, you just wanted the guy who he was asking to go, because he was keeping his calm, keeping his cool, responding. Like, he was doing what you're supposed to do. But I think, in all honesty, in this situation, because of who Trump is, when you're on that stand and they're asking you questions, talk like a fucking human being. And just simply say, you know what he meant. I know what he meant. Stop sitting there and acting like there's some wiggle room around because I use this word versus that word. You know what the fuck I mean.
Right.
Let's stop with acting like this is anything but what it is.
I think that, I don't know, but you strongly feel too, Voice, that he will not be reelected, and I feel that he will be.
I feel because there's a bet on it. It's more of, I think trying to have faith in the American, not the system, but the American people, that there's enough people that, one, you know, where I'm automatically Democrat, wouldn't vote for them, but two, just have a common sense that, no, this is not good for, he represents us, and he's doing horribly at it. He's doing a horrible job, just alone. He hasn't filled the positions that need to be filled. That's it. Those are the positions, that the jobs of people that run the country. they're not there. You're fired. You don't. You can't. You're not doing your job.
It's funny to me.
And what could be an easier job? Literally, that alone. You telling me you couldn't just be like, "What's the job? Who are the people qualified for the job? Give me a list. Who tends to be the most qualified? Pick the second person. You know, just have, you know, point to a list. Him. I'm done."
Well, you said, what are you saying? The job is easy, voice? Is that?
No, oh. I'm saying that particular aspect of the job, hiring specific people for specific positions that need to run the government, all you have to do, and it's how jobs work. It's how I got a job. It's how you got a job. It's how people are hired. You go, give me a list of candidates. He doesn't have to put the ad out himself. He tells somebody, give me a list of candidates qualified for these jobs.
Yeah.
These are the lists. Okay, who is the most qualified on this list? I want to pick the number two guy just because I think it'll probably be better than the number one guy.
Yeah.
Here, I want to pick the number one guy. Here, I want to pick the number one guy. Here, we're going to go number three. This one, I'm going to go to the bottom of the list because I like underdogs. There you go.
Right.
Have them come in for an interview as long as you're not total dickheads, or maybe if they are total dickheads, you get the job. End of story. Those positions are filled. And you say, well, it's not going to be that easy. How many years has it been?
It's been quite a bit here.
I came up with that plan in how many seconds?
But then you have the ones that argue.
What's the argument? There's versus the job not being done at all?
I lost you. What was that?
You said then you have the ones that have the argument, and my response is that what? About not being done at all?
Well, yeah.
Someone doing the job badly is probably in most of those positions. And here's the thing. The job's been doing badly across the board anyway, so it's still probably better than those positions not being done at all.
You know what? I can say that he's definitely been a president that would probably be talked about for years. And maybe not in a good way or a bad way. However, his popularity is definitely one of the highest, if not the highest.
He will be cemented in the history books.
Right. And I mean, and even if, you know, I mean, there's other president. Obviously, Lincoln is another president that has popularity like crazy. Because even if you ask kids to this day, you know, give me a president, they can always tell you Abe Lincoln, you know? So, however, I wasn't around when Abe Lincoln was around. I do hear great things of him, and we don't really know, but, you know, Trump would be that other one. And that is what's bothering me about it. And it's
at the end of the day, history is going to be
right. Yeah, it definitely will. So, I mean, you're going to hear now, okay, give me a president. You're talking to a four-year-old, Trump. You know, and it's just...
Yeah.
It just bothers me, dude, that he would even be in the same... what do you call it? I don't even know how to explain it, but Lincoln's name is so big, I think Trump
is the word. The technical word you're looking for is in the.
There you go.
Simpsons did an episode about this before it happened. It was the episode where Lisa Simpson was president, and she was like, "Did President Trump get these done before I came into office?"
Yeah.
This was before. This was at least a good 5 to 10 years before he.
Hey,
you know,
The Simpsons
was elected.
Known for predicting quite a bit of stuff, dude. They're known for that. Family Guy has also predicted a couple things as well. In history, well, not even in history, but in the future.
You broke up.
Hello, you there?
Yeah.
Just like I don't know if it was The Simpsons. Family Guy predicted
what's his name? The Kardashians' pops, Jenner. Predicted Jenner's fate there. Yeah, we have to get dressed.
Yeah.
So, it's just funny to me it bothers me, dude, that I hear Lincoln's name, and then now I can almost imagine that when I'm sitting there 70 years old, and a kid is just going to say, you know, Trump, know, as one of the presidents. And then I guess you have to start the question with who was a great president. And man, if I hear Trump, it's going to bother
me. Greatest.
I'm going to pull my pants up past my chest, and we're really going to get into it.
Greatest president. Well, here's the thing. Even when, let's just say, impeachment goes through and everything, and he does, and Nixon and gracefully just bows out. Do you think he's going anywhere? You think he's going to disappear?
Oh, no.
Out of big and
spotlight? Oh, no.
Then he's going to ramp it up. See, that's another reason why I think, here's what I think the smart play of Trump would be, is to resign gracefully so he can get out and make some type of deal so he doesn't have to go to jail. Okay? Mm-hmm. Like, I'll leave if I don't have to go to jail. You know, you and I know if he wants to make that deal, there's a possibility that it's on the table. We all know that. And then he basically goes back to public life and will basically then be bigger than he was before he was president. And yeah. He's actually hindered by being president.
You think so?
So if he was to resign or lose purposely, then his next, whatever he does next, would be so, like, yeah. That's why I think he's not going to be president again, because I think that he's stupid what he wants to be, but I think if he has any
sense, I'll ask you this then. Do you think he wants to be president again?
At this point in time, I would say if he had the choice, like,
because he doesn't have to run. Well,
right now,
he doesn't have to run again if he doesn't want to.
Well, no. Right now, I think he has to be the president because he needs to stay out of jail. That's keeping him out of jail, is being the president.
So you're saying
when that stops being the case, then it has no, there's no, it doesn't do anything for him. Now, if he doesn't have to be president, like if he can bow out without worrying about jail time, after he would choose that. Why wouldn't he? He still gets the Secret Service. He still gets to be President Trump. He forever will be known as President Trump. You don't stop being a president. You are forever a president, forever have Secret Service for life. He can do whatever the fuck he wants to do and make whatever deals he wants to make and still has political power as being a former president.
Well, you know that. Well, yeah, obviously, because he's already president now. He will definitely always have that power and be protected.
So,
however, because he's president, we really can't touch him. But if when he's not,
yeah, well, that's what he thinks.
It's working.
This is how we can
touch
him.
It's working.
This is how we can touch him. What's going on right now with the impeachment? This is literally how we can touch him. So, the system, in order for it to be a working system, this is what has to happen. It's the only way that it is a working system and everybody leaves, including Trump, everybody goes out on top. Is the impeachment goes through, he resigns or quits before things get too dicey and he has to go to jail. And that's it.
Okay,
If it doesn't get to that and he stays in, it shows the system doesn't work and he's stuck being president, where he's going to continue for 4 more years to do stupid, illegal shit. He will be the first president that's going to get impeached twice. That is what's going to happen if he gets reelected. He will be the first president to get 2 impeachments. And is that even remotely a crazy idea?
Well, yeah. Yeah, it is.
Well, crazy idea is improbable idea. Because if he does, if he gets impeached and it doesn't go through and we get four more years, you think he's not going to do something else that's going to be impeachable? That's going to be even worse than quid pro quo? Hell, if he gets away with this, shit, it's only going to ramp up. We've all seen Law and Order. It only escalates.
Well, how about this? How about we better screen who's going to be president before they become president or even be able to run?
We do that. Doesn't do shit. We did that with him. There was no... Everybody knew fucking Trump was a... I knew Trump was a crook. We grew up knowing he was a crook.
Yeah.
And a con man. There's no...
So then,
this is the last thing. This is the only thing holding up our democracy together as it working in any shape, way, shape, or form.
Right. So then, how do you still become the president then?
Electoral vote. End of the day, it should be one person, one
okay,
vote.
Okay. Which means, let's say.
The whole argument is that those people living in bigger, wider states with less people get less of a say. Where my point of view is, oh fucking well, you are one person and more everybody in the country feels this way. You people don't. I'm sorry if you all live in the same spot, but everybody else feels this way. So move or like get more people that live other places to feel the way you do. We have the internet. It's possible. So the whole, you get more votes because you have a bigger state with less people. No, that's not mean shit anymore. I'm sorry. You want shit, you find another way to get the shit that you need done for where you live. But this is about the whole country, not about just you, the whole country. And most of the people in the country want this. Whatever it is, most of the people in the country want this. So you want to change that, sway people the other way. So that's why with marijuana. Not that many people wanted it, and as time goes on, most people in the country want it, and it's happening. Not yet on the federal level, but the point is, most people want it, so that's what's happening. That's how things are supposed to be. When most people in the overall population want something, that's how it should go on a federal level.
If it only went that way, boys, but it doesn't. That's not the way it works. Because if it did work that way, you wouldn't be able to become president beforehand. There would be no way. So when you put a guy up like Donald Trump and you already know the things that he has done or is capable of doing simply because of his popularity and money and wealth, he wouldn't been able to be president to begin with. But it doesn't work that way. So that's, you know, I mean,
the point is, we all know our system's fucked up. However, in order for it to have any backbone to it, for both sides, like, this is not just a one-side thing. If you are a Republican and you're a high official, like, I'm sorry, if this doesn't happen the way it should happen, you're not gonna have, and even the people who are on your side will just know, oh, our system's bullshit. It's like when you're a parent or when you're a kid and you tell your parent, like, your parent says you're gonna get in trouble for something and you find a way around it and you get away with it. You just know, like, oh yeah, you're bullshit. Like, oh, okay, like the just say no to drugs and marijuana being the most horrible thing in the world. And you know it's not, so why do I gotta believe anything else you say about anything else as far as what to do with my body? You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, I get it.
And that's the same way with this. If it doesn't go the proper route of what the purpose of an impeachment is, because we all, like, it's not, it's blatant. It's out, it's in the open. It's been reported on many times, and the only defense to it has always been fake news. It's not fake news. Because you say it's fake, that's not... Say that shit to your wife. You cheated on me. That's fake news. That doesn't stop her from beating your ass. So, yeah. We all know it. It's out in the open. Even people who support him know it. So, just... It has to happen that way. Or, nothing matters. And, yeah.
you can't really get me to have any faith in the system if put it this way, if these two things happen in congruency, then the system is forever broken as it is, which probably already is.
Well, don't you think that don't you think that it just proves that the system is broken? Period. We already know that it is.
Being irreparable and they're not being like no way, like it'll just prove the system that there's nothing you can do. It's just all together too fucked up. Is if one, the impeachment aspect doesn't go the way it should as far as just what the purpose of it is, forget how you feel, the facts of what it is, and two, he gets reelected. If those two things happen in congruity, then it's all incredibly pointless, at least on a federal level.
I don't know, but we should end this one because now I got the dog acting up. I got the kids fucking acting up. We did an hour.
It's all right. We're at an hour, and that gives me about a half hour before I got to go to this thing. To love my kid. I don't love those kids. I don't know them. I don't want to know them. I have no reason to know them. I'm almost 40 years old. I don't need to know other four-year-olds. That's not something I need in my life. I don't need to know the parents either. Because,
I don't need to know them.
All right, so this is like an old school. We apologize for the audio mess ups. I'm actually will try to edit this one because there's a few spots of I'll try to edit those parts.
You're not going to. You're going to throw it right up on air.
I don't even know why you waste
your time saying it.
No, I will. There's a, you know.
All right.
Because I listened to that. Well, I will. But, one last thing I wanted to mention to you I found out that Humble Bundle, I just found this out. They have comic book bundles.
Oh, you're excited now.
Well, what we're going to do is I'm going to peruse through it more, and you can too. Maybe you pick the book that you think I should review, but we're going to do comic book reviews, or I'm going to do comic book reviews. And then whatever book I review, I will post a link to that book of where you can get it on Humble Bundle to help support the show. And for those of you who are only listening to the audio podcast, because this was only an audio podcast, go to I'm gonna post it on my other pages, but go to twitch.tv/savagevoice. One follow because you can see the live episodes, interact with us directly live as we record, as well as you will get a link. You will see a link to the Humble Bundle for both your PC video games as well as for your comic book needs. And you can support the show that way, as well as you will support Comics for Kids, which is the charity who gets part of the proceeds, and it goes to help them. They give basic comic books to kids going through cancer treatment. And then while you're there, you're going to look over and you're going to see a link to the Discord page. You're going to click that, join the Discord page. You can chat with us directly. We'll chat with me. The more of you guys who get in there, the easier it'll be to get him on there. I'm going to make him a streamer and a gamer if my life depends on it. We got to balance out this.
They definitely made me a reefer.
Yeah, well, we need to balance it out. We need to balance
definitely
it out.
A reefer.
We need to balance the dad with the nerd, and you know. And lastly, all social media, the Broke Blurred Pod. Just look that up. You'll find us Blurred Pod on Twitter, and that's
Savage
it.
Savage Voice.
So, Savage Voice on
is the way you're gonna find it. Yes.
On Twitch. That's twitch.tv/savage. Everywhere else.
I just mean mention that one.
Yeah, I mean, I did mention that first.
I wasn't listening.
And stay. Yes, I know. And stay tuned because coming soon. The page is there, but I don't have anything on it at all whatsoever. The Twitter page for the Bad Noob Bears. Noob, N-O-B, because we're a bunch of noobs as far as the esports community will be and should be concerned. So look forward to going to have some fun. We're going to have some fun with that one. That's going to be, you know, we're gonna have a whole thing, and it's gonna be fun and entertaining, and some esports while you're there. So for the Broke Lord Pod, I've been your host Anthony K. Savage, aka Voice, aka Savage Voice, and with me today has been
Mr. Roland.
Mr. Roland. All right. Thank you, everybody. Hopefully this wasn't too bad, and hopefully soon we'll get another live one, and then, you know, you'll still hear it the same way because you're only listening to the audio version, but it'll be great. Remember, don't tell yourself that you can't do something. Ask yourself, why can't you do it?
Hey. See you, everybody.